She a bad mama jumper. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails burned while you might. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails done. Why you mad?
Hey, my queen and moms, it's your girl Chrissy, and I am back with another dose of MQ Mommy Motivation for you ladies. This podcast is all about motivating moms to be the best you that you can be. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Breaker, Google Play, Anchor, and all other platforms. So this episode is all about overcoming lack of motivation. With everything going on with COVID-19, it's easy for one to lose focus just trying to maintain what we call this moment of life right now. This just happens to happen to all of us mommies. One day you're motivated and you have a great attitude, and then boom, you wake up the next morning and you're in a bad spirit. You just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. First and foremost, it's okay. We know being a mom has its challenges. Over the years, I've struggled with emotional imbalance, and I finally found, you know, the freedom in this area. But I do still get overwhelmed, don't get me wrong. So for the next 5 episodes, I am going to share my 5 little secrets when days like this occur, when you're having a bad day and you're just not feeling it. So my first secret, secret number one, finding grace with yourself. This is a big secret tip on those days where I find myself weak, overwhelmed, and with maybe too much expectations. I take a deep breath. I give myself time to find my grace. Find my grace. It took a while for me to overcome and, you know, just get that routine on a daily basis for me, but it makes a huge difference, you know. Meditation or try some yoga, or even those late nights when the babies are finally sleeping, have a glass of wine and sit in your favorite spot and just think, you know, just have a moment to yourself. You don't have to physically do anything in order to be productive. A day spent shifting your perspective or laying your thoughts to rest or just ironing out your intentions is more powerful than anything you'll get up to do. Start learning to hold yourself accountable in new ways, mommies. So when someone asks, what did you do this weekend? It's okay to say, I got my mind right. I was just chilling, having a little me time, having some mommy time. It will pave the way for all of the physical things you intend to do, you know, you intended to begin with. There's no perfect formula for balancing your life. You know, us as moms, we must find a balance that works for us. If you develop the habits and self-discipline that you need to manage your time effectively, that anxiety will decrease, that the overthinking would, you know, just completely go away, and you may find that you can only really enjoy your life with just peace and sanity. Once I was able to find my own grace, it taught me to live in the moment and, you know, that life isn't all good or all bad. It's a combination of both. And it's really how I choose to deal with that good and the bad that makes the difference in how I'm living a happy life or just getting by in life. I don't want to just get by in life. I've learned how to love myself with all my imperfections, and I've learned how to incorporate and accept my imperfections as part of who I am and love myself in spite of them. As a mother, we have to love ourselves and be okay with who we are so we can pass that energy down to our children. Remember, we always, always have to focus on us. We have to be our number one priority in order to give our kids our 100% best of us. All right, queens, that is a wrap for MQ Mommy Motivation. Tune in next Monday and I'll share that second secret on overcoming lack of motivation. Thank you, mommies, for tuning in to MQ Mommy Motivation. Don't forget to follow me on IG at Chrissy_Alexandra. And at Mother's Queenin. And join us on Facebook at Mother's Queenin. Okay, ladies? And I'm outie.